This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The trial of Grant Furman moves into its second day today. Furman allegedly attacked Oshkosh West liaison officer Michael Wisnick back in December of 2019. He's charged with first-degree attempted murder and now faces up to 60 years in prison if convicted. A jury was selected yesterday, and the trial is expected to last about 3 weeks. Oshkosh police are investigating an animal complaint after a dead dog was found in the 3900 block of Oregon Street. The dog was found in a dumpster. Police are trying to locate the dog's owner. A new study shows that the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce has had a major impact over the past 20 years, $1.5 billion to be exact. Along with that, more than 13,000 jobs have been created through the chamber's efforts. The chamber also unveiled a new logo at last week's 115th annual meeting. The downtown Oshkosh Business Improvement District wants to change the alley behind the New Moon Cafe into an art display alley and a meeting place. It's a way of promoting local artists. The cost of the project estimated at $65,000, and half that money would come from a state grant. Page 2, the Oshkosh School Board has a couple of items they'll address tomorrow night. First, the naming of that new elementary school. Menominee was the top vote-getter in an online survey, and the school board is expected to go with that, honoring the tribe that founded the region. The school board is also expected to give Superintendent Brian Davis a raise, a bonus, and a contract extension for another 2 years. Davis will be making over $225,000 per year. Don't forget, Restaurant Week in Oshkosh continues to the 29th. So far, great reviews have come in. 33 restaurants are participating, most with lunch and dinner. The ice guru, Donnie Herman, says conditions on Lake Winnebago continue to be good. Between 7 and 10 inches of ice are on the lake right now. Conditions should improve next weekend with a cold snap coming in. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd have set another record for attendance. Last week's game on Wednesday, the school day matinee, drew better than 4,100 excited young fans. That's a check on Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week here on the Chamber website. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.